Welcome to Outside the Box, urging us all to take principled stands. Today's topic is pacifism. Are you against the war? Well, which one, you might say, since there are a few to choose from. There's Ukraine and Russia for over 3 years with no clear end in sight. There's Gaza, of course, if you can call it a war, since the slaughter is all by Israelis against Palestinians. Israel seems to be at war with just about all its neighbors. Lebanon, Syria, Iran, Turkey, and Yemen, to mention the most well-known. There are plenty of civil wars also. Ethiopia, Sudan, Libya, Afghanistan, Burma, Myanmar, Somalia, and Haiti are at the top of that list. But many countries have insurgent groups that have taken up arms against their own government. Some of these have continued for decades, often with little or no interference or attempt to mediate or resolve the conflicts. Some countries don't engage in wars, but they make a killing anyway, selling weapons or equipment to one or even both sides of a conflict, either from the government or on the illegal market. Most countries and their governments don't seem to care whether or not a war, civil or international, continues. They leave it up to the United Nations or some other nation to resolve the conflict or let it resolve itself through victory, if that's possible, and defeat. And UN efforts are often so stymied because countries take sides for or against one side of the conflict instead of simply saying, "This is wrong, stop it." For me, war is the most appalling circumstance I can think of. My definition of war is the inability of a nation or group of people to resolve a conflict without physical and mental harm to those they disagree with. It's a spectacular and complete failure to settle a disagreement with nothing but pain and death on all sides, including those caught in the middle, who oppose the killing and war and want only peace. Unfortunately, most people are not yet pacifists, where war is always wrong and the worst way to resolve a conflict. They may think some wars are okay, so they don't condemn everyone, despite all the suffering and death. They might point to two in this country, the Revolutionary War almost 250 years ago, and our Civil War, where war is justified. However, in both cases, there are scenarios where freedom and justice for colonists and slaves could have taken place without the bloody wars. Is it the belief that war is the best way, maybe the only way, to freedom and justice? The answer to the last question is clearly no. In the book Why Civil Resistance Works, The Strategic Logic of Nonviolent Conflict, authors Maria Stephan and Erica Chenoweth studied over 300 revolutionary actions to overthrow a government, some using violence and others predominantly or only nonviolence, between the years 1900 and 2006. The results were surprising. The nonviolent actions were twice as likely to succeed. Why? For armed revolution, a movement needs weapons and people willing to maim and kill. For nonviolent movements, just about everyone, even children, can participate. Community solidarity is emphasized. Those supporting the current regime, military, police, politicians, media, big business, are more willing to change sides or not support the current regime so staunchly, because they do not have to take up arms to do so. Possible strategies for success are much, much broader. Winning on the battlefield is not the only option. General strikes and mass demonstrations have been used, but so have elections, court cases, media stories, and outside the country support. However, as Chenoweth recently noted, dictators have been studying nonviolent movement strategies and are finding new ways to counteract those movements. It's hard to imagine media reports about peace breaking out everywhere, but wouldn't it be a nice change from the daily gloom and doom we're fed about the normal horrors of war? Until every war, no matter how justified it may seem to be, is treated as immoral and illegitimate, we'll continue to have them and hear about them. Do you believe any wars are justified, especially in recent years? If so, which ones and why? I'm Larry Danziger, calling myself a pacifist, and proud of it.